Aircraft carriers and war. In 1941, the Imperial Japanese Navy formed the first air fleet, comprising 6 aircraft carriers as its primary component. This was the birth of a fleet that was later called Task Force. The fleet centered on aircraft carriers was an epoch-making experiment, the first in the world. Around this time, Japan-US relations continued to deteriorate, and Japan was on the road to war. In December of the same year, the Imperial Japanese Navy's task force attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. This was the beginning of the Pacific War. The US Pacific Fleet was heavily damaged in raids by carrier-based aircrafts. During the Pacific War, aircraft carriers were emphasized as the main force. Fierce air battles were fought between the task forces of the Imperial Japanese Navy and the United States Navy. In particular, the Battle of Midway is said to be one of the turning points of the Pacific War. In that battle, the Imperial Japanese Navy lost 4 aircraft carriers. Consequently, the Japanese Navy tried to rebuild its task force, but started losing ground due to the defeats in the Solomon Islands Campaign and the Battle of the Philippine Sea. In 1944, the remaining task force carried out a decoy mission in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. However, 4 aircraft carriers were sunk in the Battle of Cape Engano, fought as part of the Battle of Leyte Gulf. In this battle, the Imperial Japanese Navy's task forces were annihilated. At the end of World War II, the only navigable aircraft carriers left were Hosho and Katsuragi. With the final role of these 2 ships being the task to transport people left overseas back to the mainland, Hosho and Katsuragi brought many people back to Japan. After that, all aircraft carriers, including Hosho and Katsuragi, were dismantled. In this way, the history of the Imperial Japanese Navy's aircraft carriers came to an end.